Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 26th of March, and right now it's hazy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today predicts partly cloudy in the morning, then clear. Temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 30 degrees Celsius, and we can expect easterly winds blowing with 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. For later on, it's supposed to be clear in the evening, then partly cloudy. Moon is waxing crescent and illuminated on 11%. Kabir Festival is just around the corner, and here's an excerpt of interview with two friends of Kabir.
We were thinking that it could be interesting here to bring the villagers to hear this, and it will be not easy because it's Hindi speaking. Here we are in Tamil Nadu, but it's really to be in the spirit now, to make it happen for all these people around and simple people, because Kabir speaks simply and very also deeply. So it's why also we wanted to translate some of this Kabir, Bija, and in Tamil. So first night will be in Udavi, second night Kalabumi, so the cultural center of Auroville. It will be open for musicians from Auroville and trying to mix to make a fusion. I'm not sure that my friend here likes this word, but trying to involve everybody around Kabir. And the third day, Bharat Nivas, will be more about art, culture, and Kabir for sure. But so we tried for each day to give like one target, no? One education, Udavi, art, music, and art. So the idea was also for the 3 days to ask Aurovillian artists if they want to be involved in this, to make it happen live, not to hang old painting and say this is Kabir. It's we would like to, because in Kalakendra we will have this possibility to hang things, and that during the 3 days, if Aurovillian artist wants to do something live and to show it after in Kalakendra, they are most welcome.
That's really good. What about the musicians?
Well, the musicians will be, as I told you, from different avenues. There will be this man from Rajasthan with an expression of Sufism. He was not fully into 100% Kabir. He sings different Qawwali, which is also an expression, a musical expression of Muslim devotional. There will be this lady from Bengal also expressing Kabir also in her own way, which is a very famous, the Bol musician.
You mean Parvati Bol?
Parvati Bol, yeah. But before, several Bols came to Auroville, and it seems like it had a great impact on people. They really love the music, so that will fit different type of audience. I mean, some they will like this style, some they won't like this style, so it will be possible for everybody. It doesn't have to be attended all the 3 nights, because it will be so different at each night that some people might be more or less attracted to one and less to the other. And to go back to the theme of the understanding of the message of Kabir, as per the musical and the devotional tradition of singing, it doesn't need especially to be understood by words, you know. Often the message is passed through whatever you receive from the musician themselves.
Although it's a bit early, but we still want to share this announcement with you from Resident Assembly Service, who invites us to a gathering of our residents on Friday, 6th of April, from 5 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Visitor Center. Speakers will present brief talks on the opportunities and challenges facing Auroville: economy, housing, education, land, planning, and participation. The selection process study group will also present the results of their work. Dinner will be served later, and songs will be performed. All residents are strongly urged to attend this important event and question, discuss, and brainstorm for the future. For more information, questions, and suggestions, you can email to RAS service list at oroville.org in, or you can call on 948-6623-749. And the following Saturday, 31st of March, All is One series of workshops and events will start with workshop for which no experiences are required. And these workshops will be going on 31st, 2nd, 4th, 5th and 6th of April between 5 to 7 p.m. at Verité. And out of all, on 3rd of April at 9 p.m. at Visit the Center, we will see the performance. All is One is about breakdance and rap music for peace in Indo-German fusion. As they are saying, there is nothing more connecting people than music, dance and art. Thus, the German peace program Each One Teach One has been collaborating with the Mohan Amute project since 2005, and coordinator of the project is Anne Schemeckis, a frequent guest in Orville and senior teacher at the UNESCO school in Germany. This year, contemporary hip-hop culture meets international Indian music and dance from 31st of March to 8th of April. Four German boys, breakdancers and rap musicians, will visit Oroville and Pondicherry for several days and workshops on three concerts. Some of them have migration background and represent the second generation of immigration to Germany, like one of the artists descended from an Indian family of Kerala. The Mohanam Sound Crew will be joined by students of Oroville Institute for Applied Technology. Differences as well as common ground between Indian and German culture will emerge in a feast for eyes and ears. And beside the performance on 3rd of April at Visitor Center, they will perform also on the beach at Gandhi Statue in Pondicherry on 7th of April at 5:30 p.m. and on 8th of April at 8 p.m. at Aurodan Gallery, also in Pondicherry. This Wednesday, 28th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we will have an opportunity to see Gopika Varma in the Mohiniyattam dance. The dance from Mohiniyattam was nurtured in the region of Kerala in southwestern India. Gopika Varma's training in Mohiniyattam since the age of 10 has been under eminent gurus like Sergeant Jirya and Chandrika Kurup, both senior students of Kalyani Kutiyamma, whose student she continued to be for 10 years. And on Friday, 30th of March at 7 p.m., we can celebrate Sadhana's Forest Haiti's second birthday, with a presentation of the project and online video question and answer session with the current volunteers in Haiti. After the presentation, we are welcome to join them for free Haitian vegan organic dinner. On Thursday, 29th of March, between 9 a.m. to noon and between 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Sauchur will be Oroville Tamil Nadu Seminar under the auspice of Tamil Heritage Center and Arulvazi Training Center, a seminar. The key address by Sri Partha Saranti of Chennai of the following topics: the incarnate dual power shall open God's door, eternal supermind touch earthly time, from Savitri. Proceedings will be in Tamil and English, and delegates from Tamil Nadu, Pondicherry, Aurovil are participating, and all are welcome. Jimmy Triolt invites us on Thursday 29th at 5 p.m. at Conference Room in Town Hall to Alternative Energy Workshop. The purpose of this workshop is to create a team in order to explore, find and offer alternative solutions of actual situations with electricity in Oroville. And together we can make a difference. On 1st of April, Peter Kosterman invites us to the International Tea Hour of the Edible Book with Free Cake and Tea, which is no April Fool's joke, but a part of a worldwide art project during the International Tea Hour of the Edible Book on 1st of April 2012. Peter Kosterman, in his book Baker Outfit, will present to his friends at the Aurovil Cafeteria as an homage to late Judith A. Hopberg, because 1st of April is also birthday of French gastronomer Jean-Antoine Brillant-Savarin, and in 1999 she developed the idea for the International Edible Book Festival, which is held each year on April 1st. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the FEM series is still on, and tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Drama Family Whale Rider, made in New Zealand and Germany in 2002 by director and writer Nikki Caro. And tomorrow, the same place and time, we can see another drama, Strir Patra, Letter from the Wife, made in India in 1972, and is in black and white, and it's made by director Purendo Patri. Patiently, you have to go around your whole being, exploring each nook and corner, facing all those anarchic elements in you which are waiting for their psychological moments to come up. And it is only when you have made the entire round of your mental, vital and physical nature, persuaded everything to give itself to the divine, and thus achieved an absolute undefined consecration that you put an end to your difficulties, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.